Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hanging out with Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham, broadcasting live from the Bear Bryant Awards Post Oak Hotel in Uptown. We're being joined now by an absolute legend in the college game, Bill Snyder. He'll be given the award tonight for the Lifetime Achievement Award. And, Coach, hearing that, Lifetime Achievement Award for your career, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means I'm far older than most people that are here. It means a great deal. You know, I'm very honored. I've been at this event three times, and it's fantastic. You know, I love what the event stands for. The American Heart Association has been absolutely amazing. We've had players in our program that over a period of time in their lives have been affected by heart diseases and what's taking place and progress being made through the American Heart Association is really special. And, of course, you know, Coach Bryant, everybody's a fan of Coach Bryant, and I grew up that way, and nothing has changed over that period of time.
What's your fondest memory of Coach Bryant, being just an admirer of him from afar?
Well, I always admired the fact that he seldom seemed to stray from a value system, that he was certainly a demanding individual and coach, but at the same time seemed to be a man of principle and a man of value and a man that didn't bend in terms of discipline and integrity. I mean, those kind of values, you know, certainly hard work and all that goes along with it is there, but you know, it's just that value system that I admired, you know, so much.
Coach, you talk about Bear Bryant's value system. You architected two dramatic turnarounds at K-State. You dedicated a ton of time to Kansas State. What about your value system? You've done some amazing things in the coaching circles. What systems do you believe in? What drives you?
Well, I think, when I was a very, very young coach coming out of college and went through the high school ranks, small college, et cetera, it was all about football, and it was just trying to get ahead, and that didn't work well. I was a miserable coach. I mean, I wasn't very good, you know, at what I was doing, and I realized that, there were people in my life, starting with my mother, and particularly my mother, but people that had amazing influence on my life, and I appreciated so much the directions they tried to guide me. And it made sense that was my role, was to be able to guide and direct young people to become successful in their lives and develop a value system that was important, you know, in our lives. And when I started, you know, coaching with that being the primary goal for me, I began to enjoy it more. It was far more rewarding. And so I've kind of followed those principles for, you know, the past 40 years or so of my life and my coaching. They're all over the country. We have, just to address it very simply, you know, we have those 16 Wildcat goals for success, which you can find any place, and they're nothing that you wouldn't teach your children, and they're nothing that your parents haven't taught you, but they're sound principles and values that are important in having a successful and worthwhile life. And we have programs, or we had programs within our program to develop each one of those principles or each one of those values. So it wasn't just words, just things you put on a locker room wall, you know, but they were programs in place to try to enhance those values.
How did you evolve whenever it came to those values and those principles? Were you coaching them the same, you know, whenever you were coaching 4 or 5 years ago as you were maybe 20 years ago?
You know, it's not that there aren't changes, you know, from time to time, but as it relates to those values and those principles, there are very slight changes, maybe some ways in which we have created the programs that would address each one of those values. You know, those have been altered from, you know, year to year to a certain degree, but once again, the principles stay the same.
Bill Snyder is our guest, broadcasting live from the Bear Bryant Awards at Post Oak Hotel Uptown. Tonight we'll be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Whenever you first started coaching, what were some of the goals? What were some of the aspirations?
Well, I think when I first started, I was at Gallatin High School in Gallatin, Missouri. K through 12 were 100 students. I coached football, basketball, track, drove the school bus, made $6,000. Thought I'd died and gone to heaven, really. But it, you know, at that time it was, what can we do to win? You know, that was the most significant thing. And what can I do to get ahead, and how can I move on and take the next step? And over, like I said a while ago, over a period of time, you know, I went through that for a while, and like I said, I was a pretty miserable coach. And but then things changed for me, and things got better.
Coach, you won the Bear Bryant Award in 1998, which was a good year. Who was your quarterback that year? Bishop?
Good question. Michael Bishop.
And I believe he's a Texas guy, isn't he?
He is a Texas guy. He lives in Conroe, Texas, and Michael will be here. Tonight. Just went through, just had, you know, as it relates to the Heart Association, just had a stroke and is recovered out of the hospital and doing quite well right now.
That's great news.
Should be here this evening. Yes. Good man.
I tell you what, you mentioned Michael Bishop. He was one of those guys because we came out around the same time. I graduated high school in 99. I think he came out a couple years before that. There weren't a lot of guys like Michael Bishop playing quarterback at that time, and like he's one of those guys that nowadays fits right in with a lot of what's going on in college football and now in the professional level. What did you see in him at that stage? And what, because it almost is like you're a trendsetter when you put that opportunity in front of Michael Bishop, gave him opportunity to play the quarterback position, and he did it at such a high level. What did you see in him, and what was your philosophy going into bringing him in the fold and giving him the keys to your program?
Well, just as you had indicated, you know, at the time, all the quarterbacks were pretty much the same, take it under center and drop back and throw it. And we had gotten into the quarterback run game. We initiated the quarterback run game in college football, and of course, we'd had you know, some others that had gravitated into it, but Michael was, you know, was ideal, you know, for that. Michael didn't have a scholarship offer to play quarterback. He had a number of offers to become a defensive back, wide receiver, et cetera, running back. We were the only program. That's the reason that he came, because we were the only program that offered him the opportunity to play quarterback, and that's what he wanted to do, and consequently, he was highly successful. And he, you know, he executed the run game for us. I mean, they run the zone read type stuff today that everybody thinks is new, and you know, Michael did that, and quarterbacks before him back in our program, and he was very, very good at it. Michael had an amazing arm. Yeah. You know, he could stand flat footed and throw it 70 yards, you know, in the air. Now, you weren't always sure where it's going to go.
Hey, recruit some guys that could go find it, coach.
That's exactly right. You bet. Throw it up there and let somebody get it. But he's a nice, good young man.
Coach, where I was going with that, I mean, it's 2020. We're at the Bear Bryant Awards, man. And in 1998, you won this award. What did it mean then? And then moving forward this year, Coach, how big is it for one of these young guys in the profession now to take this award home?
Well, you know, it is so special because it has such great meaning. And first and foremost, when you, you know, when the name Bear Bryant, you know, comes up, I mean, there's nobody in this field that doesn't understand, you know, who Bear Bryant is and about Bear Bryant. although I learned some amazing things last night that I didn't know. We were talking about that a little bit ago. I mean, it the name itself has so much meaning. So, pardon me. To be associated with that name is pretty prominent for anybody. I don't care how young the coaches are, you know, that are here. I mean, they know who Bear Bryant is, and they know what he stands for. They know the degree of success that he had as well. And then you couple that with, you know, the Heart Association and the great meaning that that has for him as well.
Being joined by Bill Snyder from the Post Oak Hotel Uptown for the Bear Bryant Awards. Coach Snyder will be given the Lifetime Achievement Award a little bit later tonight whenever the awards are presented. Coach, whenever you look at college football as it is right now, as it stands, is there a thing or two that you would change about the sport?
Well, I think there are things that are coming into play that I certainly, and I can't tell you that I have the answers for.
Right.
But certainly need a great deal of focus. I think the process of being able, whatever it's being called, the process of being able to provide dollars and cents for student athletes, that's going to take an awful lot of work to put that into play, which is what most states are attempting to do right now, seemingly. And I think there's a great concern about it. Like I said, I don't have the answers, but I just think in terms, I mean, the simplicity of it for me is, you know, I'm a quarterback and people are pouring dollars and cents into my pocket, and this guy up in front of me, that offensive lineman, you know, gets 50 cents.
We have a quarterback and an offensive lineman right here to my right.
And
this quarterback would take care of his offensive lineman.
You see what I'm saying. I mean, it's there's an uneven distribution, and I think that, we talk about athletics, football in particular, being a team-oriented event or process. And you look at programs that are highly successful, and they are very team-oriented, and I think. And consequently, I think this is something that, at the very base of it, you know, withdraws from that aspect, you know, takes away from the team environment. Now, there's other issues as well, quite obviously, that are going to be dramatic.
What about the college football playoff? Do you like it at four teams? Do you think it needs to expand?
Well, you know, we're talking about playing so many games now. You know, I remember when, you know, it was far less than that. I mean, we played 11, including a bowl game. I think most people, we keep saying we need to do what's in the best interest of the student athlete. Do we not? I mean, isn't that the prominent thing? And yet we keep piling games on and piling them on, and the potential for more dramatic injury apparently is viable. And, you know, if that be the case, in addition to, you know, their academic ventures as well, I don't know that playing as many games as we do is really beneficial for them. Yeah. Cool. I mean, as far as the game of football is concerned, because the appreciation for college football is at an all-time high, and it's amazing. And with TV being invested in it, it's such a high-dollar event now, which is another thing that's somewhat of an issue. But it's hard not to go to that. I mean, they're thinking dollars and cents when they're talking about expanding it, nothing else. Yeah.
Coach, another thing that's changed dramatically, I think, over your coaching career is the recruiting aspect. We just talked about Michael Bishop. You came down to Baytown Lee when Dick Olin was there and got a quarterback that was there right after me, L. Roberson, who helped you win a bunch of football games. So obviously the recruiting game was something you excelled at a high level. How has that changed over your career? It's clearly a different monster today than it was 20 years ago. How have you seen that change?
Well, I think the most significant thing is probably, and there are a number of things, but I think the most significant thing is, you know, what young people are looking for today. And, you know, you look at the amount of money that's being spent on facility improvement. I mean, people are building something, and 2 years later they tear it down and build something, you know, which to me, you know, I have to question that, you know, quite obviously. But and they're trying to do what it is that attracts young student athletes. And apparently that's what is important to young student athletes, which is unfortunate, you know, because I think, you know, you have to look at your education. Certainly you look at the quality of the program and the coaches and the relationships and all that. You should. I mean, those are things that you should look at and see what kind of an education you're going to get, what kind of community you're going to live in, and all that goes along with it. But, you know, just to be starstruck by what a building looks like is not the right reason to go to school, I don't think.
Coach Snyder, what's your thought on the transfer portal? Like, that's something that's been implemented now recently in the game. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's probably, and I don't have the answer, but I think there's probably a better way to do it. You know, I can understand, you know, a young guy that is just totally unhappy, etc. But by the same token, you know, if I'm a player and I go out on the field and my coach gets on me a little bit, and I decide I'm going to go in the locker room and get on the portal, and before practice is over, you know, I'm someplace else. And that doesn't make any sense to me, because I think it takes away part of the value system of a young person. You know, sometimes it requires, you know, if I'm number three instead of number two, maybe I need to work a little harder. You know, maybe somebody's not against me. Maybe I can just, you know, do better, work harder, do better, and I can move myself up the ladder. And at the end of the day, life's kind of like that, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
You got to work your way up. So I think it takes away some of the intrinsic value system of young people. It's an amazing thing, you know, because there's, you know, from day to day, I think the very first day that it came out, I remember sitting in a staff room, staff meeting, and I asked one of the coaches about it, and they got on it, and it was first day.
Yeah.
And there were over 2,000 names.
Wow.
Already on the portal.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big number. Being joined by Bill Snyder, legendary college football coach, tonight will be given the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, whenever you were coaching, you always give they said that you recruited a lot of JUCOs. Is that something that you would agree with, and do you think it's something that coaches could do it a little better these days?
There was a particular year where we had a real drought, so to speak, and went out and we brought in, I think, 12 community college players. At no time did we recruit more than that or even close to that number, but I was always open to community college players for this reason. You know, people are people, and there are good young people in high school, and there are good young people in community colleges. There's bad in both as well, or not so good. Let me put it that way. I mean, as people. And that's what we recruited. And so it wasn't a matter of, is he, you know, in a two-year institution or is he coming out of high school? It's what kind of an individual is he? What kind of, you know, obviously they have to be good players, but, you know, what kind of value system does he possess? And the young people that we had in our program that came out of community colleges, you know, were great young people. I mean, the scrutiny is what's important, is how well do you scrutinize, you know, the young people that you'd like to have in your program to make sure you're getting the quality of individual that you really want, which is always important to us.
Coach, Dabo Swinney's won, I believe, three of the last four of the Bear Bryant Awards, if memory serves me right. What do you think about the job he's doing at Clemson? Obviously, he's doing a great job, but what do you think about that?
I think Dabo does an amazing job. I think he's an extremely talented, great football coach, but I like the kind of person he is. And it takes me back to the championship game. And it became so evident to people that maybe wouldn't know you know, when the young linebacker that they have was ejected from the ball game and was really, you know, truly upset. And Dabo took the time to be with him and comfort him and allow him to understand things were going to be okay. And then a little bit later on, when his quarterback threw the interception and the camera went over to Dabo, and Dabo was consoling that young man as well. Tells you an awful lot about who Dabo Swinney is.
Coach, enjoy the conversation so much. It was a pleasure getting to talk to you, and have fun tonight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys, too. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Legendary head coach Bill Snyder will be getting the Lifetime Achievement Award tonight at the Bear Bryant Awards. Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham from the Post Oak Hotel Uptown. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.